You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, how's your day going? Rob's day, horrible. My day, a little different. But it is still Valentine's Day here. I know it's not for you, but we're recording the show on the Valentine's Day still. And just the love is in the air. Everywhere I look around.
Oh, gosh. Stick with us.
Getting my karaoke voice ready. Anyway, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul, and I won't waste any more of your time on Valentine's Day.
It's not Valentine's Day for you. But anyways, it's Rob. With Paul, having a good time, recording podcast. Hopefully they're beneficial to you. That's the goal.
Valentine's Day hangover.
Really?
Nope. Let's do it.
You're going out tonight. Valentine's Day party with Paul.
Might as well.
Absolutely. All right. So we're going to talk a little bit about my Energen chargers, cordless chargers.
They're fantastic.
They are fantastic. We use them.
We actually do.
We being loosely used. But we do love them. We love the company. We love the products that they're putting out.
I should go grab one, and then you can use it really quick. And then,
so then we work. No, but we do know that they're awesome. We got to give one away
to Paul Nordine.
To Paul Nordine for the subject tracking class.
Lucky bastard.
Contest that he won that we mentioned in the last podcast. Anyways, you can get one for your very own selves in case you're out on a shoot somewhere where you're not going to have power, or you're going to have power that's a long ways away. These are a great tool resource to have with you, and you can get a discount if you go to myenergen.com. Put in these discount codes for the M10, which is for the Mavics. You're looking at $20 off using Drone U M10, all caps on that. And for the A40, that's the one you have, right? The A40?
That is the one I have.
Yeah, that's for the Phantoms, etc.
Same one that Paul Nordine won at the subject tracking course, which, by the way, you know a great place that you could use these chargers?
Where?
If you're on the subject tracking course training that's going to be happening March 9th through 11th in Phoenix, Arizona. And if you want to sign up for that class, just go to tinyurl.com/drone-subject-tracking. That's tinyurl.com/drone-subject-tracking. There are only 6 spots available. And if you want to see my pretty face, and we can talk about all things drones. We can hang out, can have a beer after we're done flying.
Mm-hmm. One beer.
Don't worry, FAA, I hear you. Anyway.
That's right. So anyways, for the A40, Drone U A40 for your discount code, and you're going to get $50 off. So that is not chump change, at least not for me. Maybe it is for you. I know it is for Paul. But we're going to play the question.
Hello, my name is Travis, and I have a drone videography business in Minneapolis, Minnesota, called dronesmarter.com. My question is about TFRs. The Super Bowl is coming up here within a week, and I'm looking at the FAA's website for TFRs, and it looks like there are only like a couple of TFRs going out right now, and yet there's a military helicopters flying overhead right now, and they're just scanning the area, and all this other stuff is going on. But yeah, the website doesn't say anything about TFRs. So my understanding is that if the FAA doesn't issue them, then we are clear to fly. Can you clarify that? Where exactly do we need to be checking to fly smarter, I guess? Thanks much. Love the show. Bye.
Thank you for the question. By the way, if you have a question, go to askdroneu.com. Paul, TFRs, what's the best place for people to check and make sure they're flying safely?
TFR.faa.gov. I wouldn't use AirMap, sorry, that just kind of came out. I wouldn't use them because they have had bad TFR information before that we have actually been victim of. I say victim loosely, but legitimately, there have been ghost TFRs in their app before, and I've also seen it in other apps as well. They're not the only ones that are guilty of this, just the only ones that I feel like mentioning their name. You really have to go to the source. Just like when you're reading the news, if you really want to know what's going on, you go to the source. Same thing here. When it comes to FAA and TFRs, you really just have to go to tfr.faa.gov. Now, here's the thing. During the Super Bowl or during any sporting event that has a large enough population, there is an automatic TFR on the game day itself. You can find out the details of TFRs at tfr.faa.gov. Now, for example, with the Balloon Fiesta here, they have TFRs that normally stop at, say, 1 o'clock in the afternoon and then kick back in at 4 o'clock in the afternoon in case people have to do some sort of work in that area and they need to fly. So oftentimes, I would highly recommend going to tfr.faa.gov. I know the Super Bowl is over now. It was really exciting. I watched it. Maybe. I was actually working the whole time. But I know that some people had special permission to fly in that TFR and some people didn't. Mm. But the other thing to know, guys, is that the military is kind of in its own league. There's no, you know, I know the military is supposed to follow FAA guidelines, but if they needed to fly in low somewhere and take care of business, I think they're going to end up doing it. So, you know, I've always been told that the military is a step above the FAA, but the FAA probably wouldn't like hearing that, even though, I mean, let's face it, though, if two F-35 Joint Strike Fighters need to come in and take care of business, I don't think anyone's going to tell them no.
Probably not. I would say we're all on the same team, and what we got to do, we got to do.
That's true. By the way, did you actually see yesterday when we were out at the field, there was an F-35 Joint Strike Fighter, like, cruising right over the field.
Really?
Yeah.
How did we not hear that?
I heard it.
I did not hear that.
How could you know what?
I was listening to headphones all afternoon.
Yeah. It was loud.
Wow. Oh, I love hearing that sound.
Yeah.
Love it.
Very cool seeing that. As you guys know, we're not very far away from Air Force Base, so... Anyway, so, you know, I think that answers the question. I've actually read stories about even, you know, manned aircraft pilots using applications and whatnot to get their information. And you really have to check the source with TFRs. And, you know, that's the thing. You know, when we were first teaching people about 107, a lot of manned pilots and even Ted Wilson, he's our CFI here at DroneU, and he even said all the time, he's like, if you want a CYA, if you were to ever have an investigation for a crash, you call 1-800-WX-BRIEF because it's a federal phone line. It is recorded. They know you called, you did your due diligence, mm-hmm. you got the right information, you're good to go. And I think that kind of applies here because you can't play dumb when you're flying in a TFR. You just can't do it.
Right.
Like, they're not going to be like, oh, really? Is that what happened? It's just not going to be that peachy.
Because the information is out there. And when you say go to the source, stating the obvious, you're talking about the FAA.
Yeah, tfr.faa.gov.
Going directly to them. But yeah, there's no excuse. Like, ignorance is no defense of the law.
Uh-huh. And, you know, a perfect example of that is that guy that was flying a Phantom and it hit the helicopter in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
That was during a TFR, a presidential TFR nonetheless.
Golly. Yeah, double whammy.
Yeah. So, and we know that he had a knock on the door from people who you would never want to have knocking on your door. I know, I wouldn't. I'm just saying.
No, me neither.
Unless they were asking for my help. If they're like, Paul, will you come fly for us? I'll be like, the gates of heaven are opening. I'm in. Let's do this. Anyway, you really have to know what's going on in your area. You can't always trust applications, especially in today's day and age. And I'll be honest with you, there have been times, whether it's Skyward, whether it's AirMap, whether it's Kitty Hawk, whether it's Hover, if I don't have a really good cellular data signal, not just like a cell signal, but cellular data signal,
mm-hmm.
I never get the right information on those applications. And oftentimes, it even rips my GPS information inaccurately. This is another reason why I even installed the cell tower on the truck.
Do you know how often the this TFA site,
TFR,
is updated?
I would imagine hourly. Yeah. I'm not sure. I would imagine it's up to date by the minute.
But we should expect that it's pretty...
The source. There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
I have actually even read articles on AOPA about some schmuck down in North Carolina who flew during a presidential TFR, had no idea whatsoever, and then was intercepted and told to land You know, I'm sure he checked his pants before he got out of the airplane. I would have. Just saying. See,
totally.
You know?
Yeah, that would not be fun.
But anyway, so anyway, back to it. Check the source. It's the only valid place to get that information. So, you know, it's funny. As I was sitting here talking about getting intercepted, I wonder how the fighter jets slow down to, like, the speed of a Cessna, which is, like, 118 knots or 100 knots. You know,
I mean, if you go to like a Blue Angel show and see the things they do and the way they slow down and the things that they are able to manipulate that plane to do.
True.
Absolutely incredible.
Well, I know because back in the day, the old drug smugglers would specifically fly really slow planes because they could go slower and further than the than the Coast Guard's planes. And that's how they would get away.
That's interesting.
That was in a recent movie.
Those people are really smart.
Drug smugglers?
If only they'd use their brains for
good.
I would
never want to be in that
Well,
gig.
No.
No, thank you.
Of course not. But they come up with some pretty smart stuff.
What do they say that innovation is drawn out of necessity? Mm. Or necessity dictates innovation
something?
Something
along those lines, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Maybe that's why. But
probably.
Yeah.
Trying to save their lives, their butts, their money.
True. All right. Well, I think that's going to do it for this groundbreaking episode of Ask Drone You. I really do appreciate you guys listening and really do appreciate the reviews that you've given us. And if you have 30 seconds, like right now, if you leave us a review, we'd greatly appreciate it. And if you want to pick up a copy of the book, Living the Drone Life, just go to droneyoubook.com. And again, if you guys want to have the time of your lives, and I mean literally, in fact, one of our students, Cam, said that he had not had more fun in the last 5 years going to the subject tracking class. Being on the boat, being on the water, and being able to fly for about 8 hours a day was one of the best times of his life. And he learned more in those 2 days than he had in the last year.
And Cam does a lot of cool stuff.
He sure does. So if you want to be like Cam and get on that boat and learn how to fly and fly all day long, just go to tinyurl.com/drone-subject-tracking. Sign up for the class. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.